Good evening, everyone. I'm Scott Kirshner, a pastor here at Holden Village. I hope that everyone has a book up that looks like this. It should either be white or blue and say Vespers 86 on the front. And two things to point out. If you look on page 5, you'll notice that the psalmody divides into two parts there toward the top of page 5. If your birthday is in an odd month, take the L1 part. If your birthday is in an even month, take L2. And then moving on to page 9, the Magnificat. At that point, we will all stand as we sing Mary's song. So with that, welcome to Vespers.
Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world. The light no darkness can overcome. Stay with us now, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. Let your light scatter the darkness, shine within your peace.
May our prayers come before you, O God, as incense, and may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives. Amen.
A reading from Matthew 20. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of those little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward.
As today is September 11th, we thought it appropriate to have a reading commemorating that day and its effect on our world and our lives. And the following is a prayer written by a theologian who teaches at Duke Divinity School by the name of Stanley Hauerwas. And this was a prayer written very soon after the attacks in 2001. But what it has to say, I think, is just as applicable to us today as we still continue to be affected so strongly by that day, witnessed by the anti-Islamic fervor that seems to be spreading across the land presently, as well as the wars that are ongoing. So the following is a prayer written by Stanley Hauerwas. Great God of surprise, our world continues to be haunted by the specter of September 11, 2001. Life must go on, and we go on, keeping on. Is this what Karl Barth meant in 1933 when he said we must go on as though nothing has happened? To go on as though nothing has happened can sound like a counsel of despair, of helplessness, of hopelessness. We want to act, to do something to reclaim the way things were, which, I guess, is but a reminder that one of the reasons we are so shocked, so violated by September 11, is the challenge presented to our prideful presumption that we are in control, that we are going to get out of life alive. To go on as though nothing has happened surely requires us to acknowledge that you are God and we are not. It is hard to remember that Jesus did not come to make us safe, but rather he came to make us disciples, citizens of your new age, a kingdom of surprise. That we live in the end times is surely the basis of our conviction that you have given us all the time we need to respond to September 11 with small acts of beauty and tenderness, which Jean Vanier tells us, if done with humility and confidence, will bring unity to the world and break the chain of violence. So we pray, give us humility that we may remember that the work we do today, the work we do every day, is false and pretentious if it fails to serve those who day in and day out are your small gestures of beauty and tenderness. Amen.
The light shines in the darkness.
The darkness has not overcome.
An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth to a woman whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored, for God is with you. You shall bear a child, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High." And Mary said, "I am the servant of my God. I live to do your will." My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you.
merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice. God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, bless our God. Praise and thanks to you. May God, Creator, bless us and keep us. May Christ be ever light for our eyes. May the Spirit of love be our guide and path for all of our days.
Go in peace, serve the living God.